I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show. Brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. Heather, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Lindsay. Good morning, KSL friends. We are so happy to have you join us this beautiful winter day. It's freezing outside, Lindsay.
Are we sick of the snow yet? Are we good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I like bringing out all the sweaters, the coats, you know. I love looking at the snow. I don't really love the driving in the snow.
Keep telling myself, we need the water. We need the water.
I know.
We need the water.
Exactly. In fact, on my way to KSL this morning, there were two accidents on the freeway. I'm coming from Alpine, so it's just, you know, a little more traffic. Just plan a little more time because you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Yes, but we are so excited to have all of our Christmas decor out. If you're looking for holiday gifts. Hopefully you have your Christmas tree up by now, but if you don't fret. It's okay. I'm all about just adding just a little more every single year. Come to Osmond Designs. Check out our Christmas decor. It is going quick.
Heather, I don't have my Christmas tree up yet.
Lindsay!
I know. Listen, I was out of town and then this week got away from me, so I'm going to get it today after the show.
You are the person that we are talking about at this show.
And I have little kids too. I know we need to get it up.
You have to do it.
But it's effort. It's work. And so it's just like, I'll get there. And I'm getting there.
Oh, Lindsay, yeah. I have to say, this week, more than any other week, I probably was able to get more in the Christmas spirit than ever before.
Okay.
The week started out with a great Gentry concert.
Ooh.
Oh my word. I'm a huge Gentry fan now. I've always listened to, you know, their iTunes and all of that. They have this beautiful hymns and they have a Christmas album, but seeing it in person was unlike anything I had seen. So that was incredible. And then two nights ago, I went to the Millennial Choir concert.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh my word, you guys. So it's like 500 little kids singing with not only they're amazing, but they have an adult professional choir. Mm. And then they have the Utah Symphony that also plays at the Bravenel Hall. Incredible. If you've not done that before, make sure you check that out.
So cool.
Such a great week. And then also this week, I went to Ensign College, which is, you know, just neighbors here to KSL, and judged an interior design competition for the students.
Cool.
You guys, I had no idea how much talent is just here in Utah.
Yeah. Well, if they want some experience, come to my house.
Right.
Just tell the college kids to come on over. I need all the help I can get.
It was unbelievable to interview these students and to learn what they have been learning. In fact, I even thought, I probably need to go take some of these classes.
Yeah, go audit their classes.
They know more about this high-tech design world than any of us old-timers do, which I really admire and respect them. I know they've worked so, so hard. One thing I was very impressed with them this week is just their floor plans and their drawings and their design skills. Today, I am so thrilled to have one of my really great friends, one of the best plan designers in all of Utah. His name is Tim Boss. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thanks. Yes. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, my goodness. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while and brag about you because you're seriously one of the most talented people that I know. You have a lot of experience. Tell all of our KSL friends a little bit about yourself and how you ended up getting into this business.
Well, it's hard to where do I start?
You know, where do you go?
Well, I was born on a snowy Tuesday.
No, I was going to Brigham Young University, and I could not figure out what I wanted to do. And it was I changed my major like 6-7 times, and finally ended up seeing an art show that highlighted industrial design. And I thought, okay, that puts everything that I would like to do together in one. The artwork, the sketching, everything about it just clicked for me, okay? And so I switched to industrial design, and then I got married, and I was shooting for a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. And my wife and I decided that we needed to be done with school. And so I found out I could graduate with only one more class. And I graduated in industrial design, actually art and design with an emphasis in industrial design. Went to work after graduation doing architectural illustration work in Portland, Oregon. And one thing left to another. Eventually, I started being asked, instead of illustration work, can you do some drafting? So I picked that up on the side, started doing small things like garages and small houses. Finally, I ended up working with a builder in Eugene, Oregon, designing houses. He had an in-house designer that... when I came down to Eugene to work, he ended up quitting, and my boss asked me if I could design and take his place. And from then on, 1988,
wow,
I've been designing houses.
Wow, good on you. So one of the great things, I know we're in the middle of the holidays right now, and we're just trying to buy Christmas gifts. And like Lindsay, we're trying to put up our Christmas tree. But it's great to have goals for the new year. A lot of people, I think more than ever, are wanting their home to be a place that they love to be. And oftentimes, as you live in a home, things change. Things you want updating. You want to remodel. You want to add on. Maybe you don't even like your home. Maybe you just want to sell it and build a new one, which is great too. But why should people hire an architect or a home designer? First of all, constructing a new custom home requires city permits, which can be quite a challenge. It requires you to submit all of the relevant applications, including the drawings, and you have to meet all of the city codes as part of that. The drawings can be created either by an architect or a draftsman. Architects have more extensive and ongoing educational requirements and have state tests and things to get those. But architect's job really is to be the creative force and help you design your space so that it makes sense, that your hallway spaces and the room sizes and the bathroom measurements actually fit a bathroom tub and the shower and the toilet and all of those things. And also, they maintain communication with the builder throughout the process. So drafters usually translate an architect's vision into blueprints and the drawings. So oftentimes, a lot of these drafters can be very qualified designers and can help complete the process without being an architect. And your decision of whether to hire an architect or a draftsperson will oftentimes depend on the size and the complexity of your project. So, Tim, you are a house planner or draftsman, and you hire people to actually do all the CADs and everything for you.
Yes. So, in proper terms, I am a designer, and I hire draftsmen.
That's okay. Awesome. And you're not an architect.
I am not an architect. I can't call myself an architect because I did not get a degree in architecture, nor have I done the certifications, the state certifications. But I am legal in every sense of the word to do anything residential, one and two family. Okay. I think I can also do townhouses, you know,
sure.
In any length I have done. I'm very limited in commercial work.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if there is a more talented home designer that does plans than Tim Boss, who is in the studio with us today. I'm so excited to tell you a little bit more about Tim in the upcoming segments and how I've personally used you and your talents on my own personal home that I have designed. And I'm really excited to get in the hole and get digging as quick as possible. We have Tim Boss on the KSL Home Show with us. We're talking about all the things holiday. We're talking about goals for the future and how it relates to your home. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I'm Heather Osmond with Lindsay Ertz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Home Show. If you're just finding us, I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She is owner and interior designer there. She's also a real estate expert. She can design all the things. She can just make your home look fantastic for the holidays. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, Lindsay. You're always so complimentary. I just want to hang out with you more.
Well, listen, I remember before we even started doing this show together, I went to a home show and I saw your stuff in the home show. And I was like, that is what I want to be able to do. That is what I cannot do. So.
Well, you have plenty of other talents, Lindsay, that are very inspiring. That I know you are just an incredible person, but I do say, you know, do what you do best, sub out the rest. I've tried to be an expert in, you know, laying tile and realize that is not one of my talents, and I'm okay with that. I need to hire experts to do those things for me. During the holidays, there are so many things that keep us busy. I know we're trying to set up our Christmas trees and you know, furnish everything so all the beds are ready for all the guests and buy all the gifts. I mean, it's just a lot to do. There's all the Christmas concerts that are great and fun, and then the neighbor gifts. I mean, it's a little overwhelming. But I think during the holidays, it's nice to just slow down for a minute and spend some time in our home. So for this Christmas, I've decided my goal is just to be home for the holidays and to be present and just enjoy the season more than ever. And so far, so good.
That's a great goal. Yesterday, my brother texted me and said, are we doing gifts for nieces and nephews? He lives across the country this year. And I said, can we just say love you, love your kids, and enjoy the stress-free holiday? He was like, great. Love you, love your kids.
I know. Seriously, I think the more time we spend in our home, the more we love our home, or we oftentimes see things in our home that need to change. Maybe we need to update. Maybe we need to expand a room. Maybe we just don't even like our home and we just want to build a new home. And that's why today we have Tim Boss with TK Boss Residential Design on the show. Welcome, Tim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So fun to have you. Not only are you so talented, but you're a friend of mine. So I love that so much. Such a good
Thanks.
Guy.
Thanks.
You and your wife are amazing. Okay, if you've been to the Parade of Homes before, like Lindsay was just talking about, you've probably seen the hand-drawn illustrations of these homes, and you didn't know that those are not computer-generated. Those are actually hand-drawn by the man himself, Tim Boss, on the show. You're an incredible artist, Tim.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's as much art as I have done other than than designing houses.
Well, and they're color penciled renderings. I mean, they're just absolutely beautiful of these exteriors. I mean, it's every dream home is drawn perfectly.
Well, thanks.
Yes. Okay, not only do you do that, but you are just so talented in designing the house plans. Not only the layout, but also exteriors, interiors, anything related to that. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about the process. If your goals are to build a new home or to add on to your home, remodel your home, why should someone use you?
Well, I think experience comes in number one. I've been doing this for 35 years now, and I've just about seen everything, I think. First, we need to find out a lot of information, some of it personal information. How do we live? What do we want to accomplish? Can we repurpose the home we're in? Change the use of some of the rooms, change the color of the walls. That's what you're good at. And try to do the best we can with what we've got. If we want to make a huge change, then we need to look at the parameters that we might have. There are setback requirements. There are zoning requirements. Every city has something different. And it's hard to keep up with everything, especially if you don't have the time to do the research. And that's one of the things that we do before we even put a pencil to paper, is we try and find out what all the parameters are. We call the city, we call the zoning officials, we call the city planners, we talk to everybody that we can and find out what the parameters are, what we can do. And I think then the next thing to consider is budget.
I hate that part.
I know, isn't it? It's really tough. And I always say with the stroke of a pencil, I can spend thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need direction as a designer, as a homeowner. I've designed two houses for myself that I've lived in. Currently, I live in a house that I designed for myself. And one thing I have learned is there's never a perfect house.
Yeah.
Our situations change constantly.
And you recently even just remodeled your home.
We did.
It's amazing.
We added to our house because the family's growing, and we decided to turn part of our home into an accessory dwelling unit and rent it out. And we no longer had a space for my family to gather, and so we added a family room. And the trick is for me is to make that addition look like it was always planned, like it was part of the original design, even though most times in remodels, you can probably look at a house and say, oh, that was added onto. The idea is to go more historical and say everything works together, like the old farmhouse that was originally built, and then they add onto the back of it, then they add onto the side of it, and then they add a garage, and then they connect the house to the garage. And all those pieces working together proportionately and looking right.
And that's how I would describe your home, is timeless. It's just classic design. It's just so beautiful, Tim. More with Tim Boss and Lindsay Ertz. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture Storage. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are just finding us, you can podcast this show wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Home Show. You'll find us there. Stitcher, iTunes, download the KSL News Radio app. Wink, wink. That's the best place and easiest place to find this entire episode and all episodes past of the home show. Heather Osmond is with me of Osmond Designs. Heather, you know I have this pain point in my home. I've told you about this, right? Where the back door comes virtually right into the kitchen. So guess what happens in the winter? All the shoes, all the coats, all the hats, all the snow stuff gets dumped in the kitchen. And it's so cluttered and it drives me crazy. And I just can't keep up with it. And if I could redesign my home, I would make sure. Like, I didn't know that was a pain point of my home until I got in there and lived in it, right?
Right.
I just didn't realize it was going to be a thing, but now it's a thing.
Lindsay, I've never been to your home. We've talked about it.
I know.
Me coming over to your home, but I feel like I know your home
because
I kept doing this show.
I know.
It makes me so happy. And I love how real you are. And that's what's so great about this show is we are so real. Maybe just a little too real sometimes. But we have a lot of fun. We get to talk about all the good things in not only the real estate market, but in your home, in commercial development, in commercial construction. And today, specifically, we are talking about home plan designs. We have Tim Boss, who is one of my friends, as well as one of the most amazing home plan designers that I know in all of Utah. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tim, will you come fix my house? Will you come fix my my mudroom?
Anytime.
Please.
You will.
So
come
build
good.
It out for me.
You guys, years and years and years of experience and expertise. And he has this design eye that is just beyond. I love Tim. When I think of Tim Boss, I think of Mountain Modern.
Okay.
Most of the homes that you have done recently, for sure, are in the Park City area. You have this really cool vibe about your house plans, which is why I personally decided to choose you to design a house plan for me. I live in Alpine currently. We built our dream home, lived in it for about 2 years. And in that process, I was posting photos on Instagram and Facebook and social media and house and Pinterest. And I kept having people reach out to me and ask me if I would sell my house.
And that's never happened to me, by the way.
Oh, like, my gosh.
I need
it
to
was
live
a little
in a house.
Traumatizing, yeah. Actually. Because as an interior designer, I spent years designing this home and knew exactly what I wanted because I had never planned to move again.
Yeah.
It was my dream home. I'm staying there forever. And so I was very, very invested, you know, not only financially, but also emotionally into this home. And we had someone offer us a crazy amount of money. And my husband's like, we're out tomorrow. And I'm like, no, we can't. I was like crying and this is my home. And I think your home really is something that can be an emotional tie. I mean, your neighbors, you know, the home, everything. It's a feeling. But again, stuff is stuff.
Well, you make memories there, right?
I
you brought
know.
Your kids home. The first time this happened was in this house. Yeah.
Exactly. But as fate would have it, the lot right next to my home just went up for sale within a day or two of getting that offer. And so the stars aligned. I knew we could rebuild. And that's how we decided that we would sit down with Tim Boss and have him design a new home for us, which currently the plans are in at the city. I just need to go in and pay the building permit fees and we're off and running, you guys. It's going to be so great. So, Tim, tell everyone here, all of our friends here at KSL, kind of the process that you and I went through as well as, you know, any homeowner that sits down with you.
Okay. First thing, I think we met right off the bat and talked about, you know, where you're coming from and where you want to go. What do you want new? You mentioned that you built your dream house, and now all of a sudden your dream house is
gone.
Now there's a new dream, okay? And I know that our end product is a whole lot different than the last one.
Oh, for sure.
And so we started out with what you need, what you would like to have, how big. Do you want the rooms? What are the amenities you want in the kitchen? So I know how big to design a kitchen. how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, everything. I mean, we go right down. Where do you want fireplaces? Where do you want to come into a mudroom? How big of a mudroom? What are the amenities of the mudroom? What your entry is to be like. I know when we started talking, you wanted a drive-through porte cochere. Mm-hmm. We ended up not having that.
Yeah.
We designed the house for the north end of the lot, and then
We decided to add a detached garage.
RV garage, and we had to move the house down, which changed all of the slopes and the heights of the foundation walls and lots of things like that. So it's a process.
And that sounds exhausting to me. No offense, guys. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Can you just do that for me? And I'll just be like, yeah, here's a paycheck.
And I can do that.
Okay, good. Yes, well, he does what she's doing.
For me, it helps when somebody comes in and they know what it is that they want.
Yeah.
I've had people come in with binders of pictures and layouts. I like this house.
Yeah.
I can link you to my Pinterest account for sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Pinterest and house.com. All of those places, those websites, I have clients that send me their idea books, and we just keep going, and some of them just keep going and going and going and going.
I might change my mind, too. I'll be like, I like this today, but tomorrow I might like this.
And sometimes you just have too much,
right?
So you just need to set things aside and rely on the experts.
But I can tell you, the hardest job that I have is trying to design for somebody who has no opinion. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm sorry, Tim.
And you don't have a crystal ball. So how do you read the client's mind if they're not communicating?
If they're not communicating, what I need to do, and that's one thing that I have always done, is I can sketch.
Yeah.
And I can sketch with pen and paper. I don't need to do it on the computer. Which is a lot faster.
Your old school.
Old school
and
stuff.
Incredibly talented
or
old
original,
school.
Or original.
You
could call it that. OG.
It's really art. It's beautiful.
Yes. And today, even now, I still draw some house plans by hand if I have the time and I can't find a draftsman that isn't so busy, that I might have to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of that now. The older I get, my hands shake, I don't see as well.
You're doing pretty good for your hands shaking and you're not seeing as well. Yeah,
anyway,
I'm pretty impressed.
But you have to start putting something on paper.
Yeah.
Just sketching. It's almost like a bubble drawing. Living room goes here. Mm-hmm. Dining room here. Entry here. Garage here. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I like that. The other thing that I like to do is drive by the lot, meet on the lot if necessary, look what the neighbors are, where are the neighbors' windows.
The style of the homes.
The style
of the
homes in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Is what we're shooting for going to match? How are we going to drive up to it? From which direction do you want to approach the house determines where we put the garage, where the entry goes, where the views are. If it's a view lot, we need to know, what do you want to look at? Do you want the living room, great room, to look this direction? Then what view do you want the master bedroom to have? Or do you want to look out at the street? Do you want to look at the neighbor? Are you planning for a swimming pool down the road? Lots of questions in there.
100%. Yeah. So my experience as an interior designer is, kitchens sell homes, master bedroom suites with the ensuite bathrooms, the closet space, that sells homes. Garages.
I was just going to say,
garages sell homes. Is why we moved my home down and are now doing an additional detached.
Yeah.
I think I ended up with six garages.
Six cars?
Six car garage.
Do you have six cars?
No, I don't. But you know what? And I don't even have an RV. I don't have a boat, but just resell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm helping my sister and brother-in-law.
Storage for stuff.
Yeah.
Storage for stuff that we just need to get rid of. I don't know why we have all this stuff. So even in my garages, we did suspended slabs. So there's storage underneath that space because it doesn't cost that much more. By the time you weigh out the excavation of refilling that with the dirt and compacting that, Mm-hmm. I mean, you're adding so much square footage to your home. So I don't know what I'm going to do in that space either, but
especially
on a roller skating area. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Exactly.
A spare bedroom
especially
for me.
Especially on a sloping lot.
On a sloping lot, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and a lot of people will park their lawn mowers and then just have a back garage door that opens up your patio furniture. I mean, there's always lots of uses for things like that. Pool houses, I've seen them used as that. Dance studios, theater rooms. I mean, there's lots of ways. Shops, men love that, right? It's just an area to gather more stuff, though, so be careful.
If you build it, they will fill it.
They will fill it. You can rent it out. I think there are some of those
there
now,
are apps
right?
for that,
Exactly. So
I know. Lots of fun. So, Tim, this is all custom home stuff that we're talking about. If someone's thinking of remodeling their home, what advice would you give them?
I think the first thing to look at is repurposing what you have. I need to find out if the space that you've already got is adequate to accomplish what you would like to accomplish. The time that we've spent home during COVID and the changes that have taken place after that, we are realizing that the spaces that we might have available to us just are not efficient and aren't working for us anymore. We need space for a home office. We need home offices. We need place for kids to study, multiple kids to study. So an entertainment space for parents and an entertainment space for the kids. So what do you have and how can we change it to make it work for you? After that, we can look at if we need more space, then it's what are the setback requirements? Then we dive into zoning and all kinds of different issues that we have to do our homework with the city and the planning department and figure out, okay, do we have room enough that we can add a new family room? Can we add another garage? What are the limitations that we might have? Once we find that out, then it's, of course,
Tim Boss with TK Boss Residential Design. He is one of the most talented home designers that I know. He's a personal friend of mine. If you're looking to remodel, if you're looking to build a new home, definitely. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. So after Tim designs your space, I'll make it look pretty.
She'll fill it.
We got you. Yeah, you're listening to the KSL Home Show.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL
Welcome
News
back
Radio.
Welcome to the Home Show. Thank you for joining us today. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, interior designer extraordinaire. The stores are in Lehigh and in Orem, so swing by today if you're out running some errands. I shall remain nameless that I have not put up my Christmas tree yet.
You just outed yourself, Lindsay.
I know. Listen, I was out of town and I didn't want to buy a tree before we left because then it would be dead by the time we got back. And now it's a week before Christmas and we're working on it.
You're awesome. So all of our KSL friends right now are feeling pretty good at them about themselves because Lindsay is now exposing herself as not having her Christmas tree
up.
Listen,
I have some decor. So it's not like I'm totally, behind the ball. I have some Christmas decor up. I just don't have the tree.
You're awesome. You know what? I have faith in you. Tonight's the night, Lindsay. Do it.
I really just
cannot think of a better investment than in your home. In decorating your home, making it feel like somewhere that you want to be. So many times people don't like their home and they just want to spend as little time as possible in their home. And there is a huge difference. In my profession, I go into homes all the time. And there is not only just a feeling about home, but how the owner feels about their home is one of the very first things that I notice. So oftentimes it's not just, and that applies to holiday decor as well. Sometimes you have the Christmas tree, you have all the decorations, you just don't know how to put it all together. And I will tell you, when it's done right, you will love your home. There's a different feeling in your home. And that's, you know, comes down to, of course, hiring the right home plan designer. If you're building a new home, making sure that all of the spaces that they're scaled correctly is, you know, part of the challenge. Having large, great rooms, having great kitchens where people can gather and you can serve meals and people want to stay and visit, and having those master bedrooms with en suites and all of the guest bedrooms. I know, Tim, more than ever in Park City, almost every bedroom has its own bathroom attached to it. We're all a little spoiled here in Utah, let's be honest. But part of that is just, you know, either new construction or if you're remodeling your home, getting the finances in order. That's where we just really love that Central Bank is a sponsor and partner on this KSL Home Show. We want to give them a shout out. They are my personal banker and also my business banker. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of this community and of Utah. They have been in business for over 130 years, and they are sure proud of their history and their sustained growth. They do loan committees twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it's all in-house, which is incredible. You don't have to wait for an underwriter in California or New York or someone to approve your loans. They invest in their communities and their friends and neighbors. So way to go, Central Bank. Really appreciate them. So in the middle of all the chaos of buying all your furniture, all your Christmas gifts, your televisions, you know, you might need a sideboard for that new flat screen TV to go underneath that. You might need a great recliner. Husbands love those. We have all of the good things for your home. I cannot think of a better investment than home things for the holidays. If you have not been to our Osmond Design stores, please check them out. We have locations in Lehi and in Orem, and the entire store up until Christmas is an additional 20% off all of our already 50% off MSRP prices. So guaranteed lowest prices, and we have stuff in stock. Not only do we have the two showrooms chock full of furniture, but we have over 20,000 square feet in warehouse space. So you can bring your truck and trailer and take it home today, or we can schedule delivery to be just a day or two before Christmas.
Love that.
Which is so fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. Thanks again for joining us today. Tim, thanks for being on our show and giving us your incredible knowledge about home design, and all of your experiences paid off.
Thank you.
Tim, where can people find you?
I have a great profile on house.com. If you search Salt Lake City or Park City and search for TK Boss LLC, and it should pop up, and several houses that I've designed, a couple of them are remodels that show on there, and you can message me through there.
Perfect. Tim, thank you for joining us today. Heather Osmond, of course, Osmond Designs in Lehi and Orem. I'm Lindsay Ertz. We'll be back next week on The Home Show.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.